Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They took their wieners out.
Mr. Skin is pushed back till tomorrow because he's actually taking a private jet to the Eclipse in St. Louis, right?
Yeah. He emailed me yesterday and got a last-minute offer from a friend. Hey, you want to take the family into the private jet and we'll go fly and watch the eclipse from the private jet? Yeah.
Total eclipse of the sun.
Yeah, probably going to have to do that.
You're so vain.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a good place to watch it. Southern Illinois.
All right.
Yeah, they're going like a St. Louis area somewhere.
So, Mr. Skin, tomorrow.
Carbondale.
Something like that. Yeah. Above the clouds. So, no problem with that.
Craig and Todd will be our reporters on the floor, on the street. They're going
to
head down.
Which is to say we're going to go.
You're going to go and talk about it tomorrow. Say it was dark. The traffic is probably the interesting conversation. You guys getting there and getting back.
No, I think the weather's going to be a factor, too.
Clouds, that sucks.
Could be dicey.
That sucks.
Although the forecast, I keep looking at it, keeps looking a little better.
Well, if you wait 10 minutes, it'll change. That's right. How things are in the middle of nowhere.
For this part of the country. Yeah. But as of Friday, right. Between Grand Island and St. Joseph, Missouri, was supposed to be the worst part along the path of totality to watch the eclipse.
You said they were getting $1,000 a night in North Platte?
Yes.
That better come with five North Platte hookers.
Somebody.
And they better be shipped in.
Oh, it was one of my Facebook friends.
And a teleporter to take you somewhere else.
Right. Yeah, can I go someplace else? $1,000. I'll sleep in a car.
Yeah, that was for like a day's in.
That's ridiculous.
There's another place offering it for just $500 a night.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't it?
And $500 a night. I mean, I go to some. I mean, come on, that's what it costs to get a beachfront. A condo a night.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've stayed in downtown major metropolitan areas and not paid $500 a night.
North
I think it was CBS Sunday Morning. Did a little piece on Madras, Oregon, which is not too far out of Portland.
Oh, so
it's in the path of totality. They're all fired up that people are going to get to see Madras, and you know maybe they'll come back to Madras when it's all done. No, they're not coming back to Madras, Oregon when it's all done.
5 hours, 37 minutes right now on my clock. The eclipse countdown continues.
Is that when it starts on the West Coast?
No, it's still 5 hours no matter what, right? From wherever you're sitting.
No.
Wherever you're listening to, it's 5 hours from now.
No, it's going to come on the West Coast about 10:30 Pacific time.
Yeah, but if they're in California, it'd be 5 hours from now, right?
I don't know. No.
Yeah, because it'd be 4:33.
Oh, listen to the head. Listen to the wheels spin.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well,
it just says the countdown should be the same no matter what part of the country you're in because it's just hours from now. It's not the time. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Well, the CNN clock says 5 hours and 36 minutes right now.
That's probably for the East Coast, isn't it?
No. It will come. It surfaces somewhere outside of Lincoln City, Oregon. It starts west and moves east.
Oh, is that when it starts? Well, I don't know when this means. And I don't really.
That's probably the start. Of when it's going to happen on the West Coast.
Right.
When it actually hits the U.S. mainland.
Got it.
But when is it New Year's Eve here? I don't care about the West Coast.
That's true.
When is it New Year's here?
Yeah, the West Coast always gets screwed up during New Year's because they always celebrate in New York and everybody goes to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So now the West Coast gets their revenge.
They get
the eclipse first.
They get their moment in the sun, if you will.
Yeah, right. Seacrest doesn't stay on until 3.
Out.
To celebrate New Year's Eve in L.A.
No, he doesn't. What's up, Craig?
some of the 321 players that had the 91-year-old Jerry Lewis include, but are not limited to, Hooker on the Shelf. I'm amused by that one.
I would have that one.
Yeah.
Around the house.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple
of
calls.
Oh, look, the hooker moved.
Your five North Platte hookers. Nah, you don't want that is what I'm being
told. No, I figured you got some calls on a North Platte hooker.
Well, some good ones might be, you know, coming
Well, I
in.
Said you have to you ship them in, man.
Right.
Like it's the Super Bowl, all the good hookers
sure.
are coming into town.
Right.
There's human trafficking going on all along the path of totality.
Just got a text from our buddy Tony from Hog Wild. He drives to Wichita because he's got a part of there's a Hog Wild down there. He's going down to visit and he runs. He's driving there now. Lots of crazy people on the road,
including him.
So they're heading down or heading up too, for that matter. If you're in Wichita, you got to go. You got to go further north.
Go north.
North, yeah, to see the
to hit the path.
Path of totality. So be careful out there, kids.
IBS free since 2013 gets a hit. I'm a pickle smoocher gets a hit.
Yes, you are.
Interactive Fish gets a hit. Jacques Strap. The brilliance. The clever Jacques Strap gets a hit.
Why does it still make us laugh?
I don't know, but it does.
We're not that clever.
No, we're not.
Jean Jacket Spankoff gets a hit.
That's a new one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Jesus says, suck it, Craig.
There you go.
Suck it, Jesus. Jimmy Casino gets a hit.
Jimmy.
As does Jim Sucks, Play Some Blackout.
Oh, man, you got to hit me with that, Dave.
Well, I did.
There you go. I'm not going to get to the hook this time.
Okay.
Takes too long.
See, now my eclipse clock says 5 hours and 9 seconds.
Well, I'm just like, this is CNN's headline, so yeah. I'm not really going to dig into it, you know? You guys let me know. Don't call me.
This is from timeanddate.com.
Don't call me.
.com.
I could be napping.
I wanted to see how much. What's your target's 94%.
All right. Well, I'll just stay there then.
Is it really worth 3 hours drive to get 6% more?
No,
yes.
I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
35% of the country cares, 35% don't, and 35% is somewhat interested. That's more than 105%. Well, that's a lot of people.
Somebody voted twice.
Yeah. Somebody did.
Craig and I will be pursuing 100%.
Go for it.
Because that's the kind of guys we are.
That's right.
We're all in, baby.
Go for it.
Not only do we give 100%, we get 100%.
That's the
totality,
only way.
Totality, baby.
You're going to get 100% is if you give 100%.
Yeah, right. Have fun.
Oh, okay.
I don't care. I'm glad you guys are going.
We
you guys
will.
Can report on tomorrow.
Wish you could all join us.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
it's like the T-shirt, the Colleen, the shirt that Colleen wears. I'd have been here earlier, but I don't want to come. I love that T-shirt. I got it. We all could have that shirt.
We could.
That just fits the show. I ain't gone. I don't want to go. I had a conversation the other night with my wife about certain things.
But you went, didn't
you? Oh, it was my birthday. We started talking about age, and I said, I just don't want to do certain things. I'm not going to do stuff anymore if I don't want to do it. I'm not going to be rude. I will do some stuff I have to do.
Right.
But I'm just, if I have a choice, not going to hang out with that person, not going to do that. And that's just, I don't care.
You have no reason to.
And I don't.
Right.
Thank you. I've done my time.
And you shouldn't have to.
No, but people do.
Yeah. It's your birthday.
No, not on that day. On that day, I didn't really care. It was yesterday. I just hung out, obviously. But I'm just saying, I'm just in general, in life. I mean, in general, you know. Hopping in the car tomorrow with you guys today would be like a chore. I'm like, oh, geez, I want to go somewhere else.
That's why we're glad you're not going.
It's not because of you guys.
Well, it kind of is.
Well, no. If Puss went, I'd go.
I got to think.
Because I need to talk, and you guys won't talk, and I don't want to talk the whole time by myself.
We wouldn't want that either.
I know. Exactly.
Could you shut up?
Actually, yeah, I wouldn't every be talking. Now and I would be napping in the car. You have to wake me up, and the eclipse happens. Yeah.
Right.
But have fun.
The eclipse would happen. It
have
gets
fun.
Dark. You go back to sleep.
A lot of people were into it. Good for you guys. Have fun, man. Just not my scene.
What is your scene?
Well, don't yell at me
see,
for not.
He doesn't have one.
Well, don't yell at us for not being interested.
Oh no!
You guys are always yelling at us for. Craig doesn't yell at us.
We're not yelling at you.
You do what you want to do. I don't care. Go for it. I'm not stopping you. I just don't care. But you guys tell us what it's like tomorrow. Puss, do you care?
Mildly.
Would you get? Well, you're not hopping in the car.
No,
we'll be cool when it happens. Hopefully, I'm awake.
I certainly don't care that much. But
to drive 45 minutes, exactly.
To put on my
Eclipse. I love that Todd's the tourist this time. He hates tourist things.
Like, I have a pair of the Eclipse glasses.
Todd's got a pair.
And apparently, from what Todd said, normally the time that I get up from my nap is right about the time that it should be the best around here. And I'm sitting here going, man, do I really want to get up 10 minutes earlier?
But then your whole day's shot.
Yeah.
Your day's shot. You're burned out. I'm with you.
My whole afternoon timeline is just
I don't set my alarm when I take my mid-afternoon nap. I don't. So if I'm just sleeping, I'm sleeping. But I'm usually up before that because I go to bed as soon as I leave here.
I set my alarm, and like that's right about the time that I usually am getting
so
up.
So you're really not that interested. It's 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Is,
We can call you.
No, don't do that. No, don't do that. Don't call me. Call somebody who cares.
You know, the guy I know that cares is Craig, already with me.
Right, you're lucky you got Craig going. Right. Even he wasn't into it until
people
recently.
People that really care.
I decided that I was that I wanted to see it. I need to see it.
Okay. Well,
Why not see it?
And Todd made sandwiches.
I got no problem.
And Todd has sandwiches.
Okay, yes, sorry. Christy made sandwiches.
Yeah. No, Todd bought sandwiches.
Todd bought sandwiches.
That was just to get Craig to go.
Actually,
a sandwich is a reason to go.
Actually, the truth of the matter is, out of the blue, I sent Todd a message and said, if you're still going, I'm in. He said, good, I got sandwiches.
All right.
I got an extra sandwich. All right, then. All right.
Yeah, I got done golfing yesterday, and I went to the sandwich shop and loaded up the cooler.
All right.
We got food, sandwiches. Drink, and camping chairs.
Oh, they're not even like those gas station sandwiches in the prepackaged or
no,
something?
No.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Going all out.
Exactly.
Oh, now, yeah, you
got
to go.
Well, now you got sandwiches.
He bought you a sandwich.
There you go.
No, I'm not going to go.
Now you owe him one.
I'm sure we can work something out on the way back.
I'm sure you can.
Little roadie. That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, plenty of room in the bed of the truck.
Well, somebody's got to be driving. It's on the way back.
Yes, I will. Wait.
All right, thanks for the visual that I placed in my own head. Great.
Isn't that nice? Well, it seems that these bomb shelter places are selling a lot more bomb shelters anymore.
Because of Trump?
No. Because of,
war. Korea.
The North Korea bit. All that stuff.
It doesn't work, by the way.
Yeah, and what, bomb shelters?
Well, nuclear war will take you out eventually, so it doesn't really matter.
So, you know, apparently the bomb shelter business is booming right now.
Man, you're just paranoid. Yeah, but listen, I'm paranoid as the next guy about stuff, but I don't know what you can do, man.
Plus, you got to stock the bomb shelter if you want to last.
Yeah.
And like, what's the point of lasting?
My favorite part about bomb shelters is these people, these preppers, and even a normal person. Say a normal person is somewhat of a prepper and builds one. I'm not saying they're normal, but they do that. And they go out of town, and the war happens then. All that work is dick.
Well,
you're back east.
Yeah.
You're out west for a wedding. Back east, let's say you're with preppers in this area.
One time I went to Disney World.
Yeah, you went to Disney World. You went to visit somebody. I'm guessing preppers don't leave their property.
But that's not the odds.
Oh, I get that, but that would be the best part.
That would be hilarious.
I would guess your average prepper
doesn't do anything.
Ain't going to Disney World because they're spending all their money on their bomb shelter.
Well, the average prepper is one of those kind of guys that builds it, and his family goes and does stuff. I'm staying here, and then he's alone when the war happens.
And he's stocking up on canned food, and ammunition,
more beans for him if the family left.
Right.
Yeah, that's his vacation.
Yeah,
is getting his shelter ready.
Yeah, you're right.
All of his spare time is spent getting his shelter ready.
And what's the point?
Yeah, you're going to come out to nuclear, it's a wasteland. And that'd be the worst.
All the TV, all the internets will be down.
It's Mad Max. You want to live in a Mad Max world?
I don't really. Right.
No.
The movie looks.
I think
the movies
some of
are
these
cool,
guys
but
do.
Sounds dangerous. Oh, they think they do until they get their ass kicked in Mad Max world.
But I mean, they think they'd be Mad Max.
They'd be getting their ass kicked. You can't call the cops in Mad Max world. They'll just kill you.
Yeah, they'll be fine until all the water's gone and there's nothing but tainted water.
I wouldn't worry about it. We have a strong, emotionally stable leader right now. Nothing is going to happen.
Real even keel, dude.
Yeah. Real even keel.
See?
Stability, not a strong suit.
Everything's going to be all right. Sounds good.
You know what's right? All right, the bomb shelter builders, those guys are making a fortune.
So far, yeah.
Right, they don't care.
And you can buy them for, first of all, the sky's the limit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there are some hardcore ones, man.
And then you can get the cheap ones where, there's a barrel in the...
yeah, exactly. You
here, I got a barrel for you in the ground there.
We'll load you into five tubes. You stand there and wait 8 years to come out.
Right.
Yeah. You can get your tornado version or you can get your nuclear war version.
Right.
And, anything in between, I'm sure.
Yeah. The maker of OxyContin is being sued by South Carolina. The state of South Carolina says that deceptive marketing has worsened a national opioid epidemic. Purdue Pharma also being sued over opioids by other states, cities, and counties from coast to coast. They claim that the suit claims that the company tells doctors that people prescribed opioids generally don't become addicted, or rather addicted. The lawsuit says that the company has consistently downplayed the addictiveness of its product. So they're getting sued.
Too much. Don't take the opioids, right?
Too much. Well, in 2015.
I saw something. I saw a comedian. I forget who was talking about this. Basically, they needed 3, and they got like 60 for whatever procedure they had done. Mm-hmm. 3 opioids, I'll just say, whatever falls in the opioid category.
Was this recently? Because they're not so generous now.
Well, he said it, but the guy was prescribed.
There was a time.
All he did was 3, and he got 50. And,
when they were extra generous.
Yeah.
This lawsuit's not going anywhere.
No.
A lot of lawsuits are going.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
No, because...
Big Pharma.
Yeah.
The Congress is in the pocket of Big Pharma.
It's all lawyered up. And if that happens, then they could go after the alcohol industry. Just a bad precedent.
That makes sense, Todd.
Yeah, but then you got prescribed alcohol. You just go buy it on your free will. If somebody prescribes you something, they might have something to do with your addiction, but it's not going to go anywhere. You're right.
ABC planning a live-action sitcom based on the Jetsons.
You know what? I'll probably give that a shot, only because I love the Jetsons. If it's funny, if it's hardcore. Well, funny is a stupid thing to say.
Because the 4 of them living 100 years from now. The live-action sitcom promises to look at the family through a modern filter.
Will the cars sound like that? There you go. Thank you, Todd, right there.
Well, of course.
They're going to hire Todd and Michael Winslow to do the car sound effects.
Yeah, come in here at the commercial break, Todd. Let's get your audition reel going for the car sound effect guy.
When's the... The one I do want to watch this fall, the space one, is Seth MacFarlane's Fox.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
What's the name of that spaceship? It's basically a Star Trek Family Guy. It's live action.
Okay.
It's that kind of humor, but he's in charge of a Star Trek crew.
Because I know he's a big Star Trek geek.
Yeah. Have you seen the previews yet? It's hilarious.
The Orville.
What's it called?
The Orville.
Yeah, that's the name of the ship.
Yeah.
And he's the guy that runs it. And
it's Orville.
It is
premiering actually here soon, September 10th.
Oh, yeah. And the previews are funny because it's Seth MacFarlane's show, man. But he's also starring in it.
Oh, and one of our favorites from Friday Night Lights is in that. Adrienne Palicki. She was the kind of trashy chick.
I liked her.
Yeah.
Yeah. You mean the trashy mom?
No, the high school chick.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's hot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seth has an eye for those kind of chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Tyra on Friday Night Lights.
Oh, her, the blonde.
Yeah.
Oh, she's gorgeous, yeah. What's her real name? Mr. Skin. Is she Mr. Skin anywhere?
Adrienne Palicki.
That's the key.
Hold on, I'll check.
Yeah. We stop for Mr. Skin. Check for
Hold
naked.
On,
New identity.
And it sad news, apparently Kris Krispy Kreme will not be hosting a sports talk show.
He pulled himself out of consideration when he found out he was no longer in consideration.
Well, you would.
That's a story I got. But, you know, admit it. That's like saying I break up with you. That's like Trump breaking up the council. And they said, no, we quit already, you dumbass. I saw this story on the radio trades yesterday. It said they already knew in the radio circles he wasn't available. He wasn't getting the gig anyway, so he said, I don't want the gig. Talk about baggage. Only a guy like that could come into a radio, a sports radio hosting gig in New York City where it's the hardest core. I mean, it ain't Mike and Mike. These are hardcore. Only a guy with too much baggage. How much baggage do you have? It's too much to host a show like that.
Well, he's been on, and I know. He's had people call him
and say you're
him a
piece
time.
Of crap. Exactly.
Yes.
So has he done sort of an audition?
Yeah, yes. He was on. He guest hosted. Yeah.
Okay. So they had
it's FAN, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little trial basis.
Yeah.
Not everybody can do this.
And they decided that they were going to go in a
different direction.
In a different direction. And a man is recovering after having a gecko extracted from his ear. Woke up in pain last week, went to the hospital.
You don't see that in a commercial at all.
Had the 2.5-foot live gecko pulled out.
2.5-foot?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, because the one on the commercial is kind of big. You're right. Yeah. Okay.
No, not a 2.5.
Well, the commercial, he's kind of tiny.
Well, he's not.
In real life, they're even tinier.
Yeah, doctors found a live gecko had crawled inside the gentleman's ear canal, removed with a pair of pliers still kicking.
Was he sleeping in the desert? What happened to him?
They bite?
I don't know where. Well, this is out of China.
Okay.
I don't know if the biting geckos in China.
Isn't there like, do eels up the butt? China's weird. There's all kinds of animals crawling in the Chinese guys.
Yeah, but I don't think this one was intentional. The eel one
was
intentional.
Oh, the eel was just a sexual thing.
He did that intentionally.
Sure. He had some. I think he even had some help with the eel.
You would assume.
Eel guy. This guy was just.
Give me all that eel.
Yeah, it just happened.
Yeah.
I love it when you talk dirty.
Fister Rogers is one of the Deadpool names. That had
Fister Rogers neighborhood.
Fister Rogers neighborhood.
The whole neighborhood.
More of those names coming up. From, Jerry Lewis. We lost Jerry Lewis over the weekend. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.